I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How much are you sleeping these days? Check the poll and see what people are saying about how much they're sleeping. The experts say you should get anywhere between 7 and 9 hours of sleep a night.
When do we get that other than like if you have a day off?
Well, now I try to get, I mean, listen, here's the thing. We get up early. Everybody knows that. I try to go to bed around 9.
Yeah.
That's really, okay, at 9, I need to go to bed. Amy often goes to bed before 9.
No, I don't. Usually go to bed around 9:30, 10. I would like to. I get about 5.5-6 hours of sleep. I do better off of around 7, though.
Yeah, you need more sleep than you're getting. What are people saying? How long are they sleeping? Are they answering like, not much?
Well, yeah, it's just that you just comment. Just ask, how much sleep do you get each night? And some people said 7-8 hours. It depends. A lot of people said what Chase said, which is during the week, not as much. And on the weekends, I get like 10 hours a night because you're catching up almost. I don't know if it works like that, if your body can really play catch up like that.
Probably not, but it feels good.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? When you know you don't have to get up. That's why Friday night's my favorite. Friday night, I know Friday. Mm. I don't have to go anywhere on Saturday morning. There's no reason I have to get up. So I just sleep till I wake up. Now, very often after having been getting up so early for so many years, I wake up early anyway.
Yeah.
And if I wake up at, you know, say 5, I may not get up, but I wake up.
Well, usually as you get older, your clock changes like that too, that you go to bed earlier, you wake up earlier. And when you're younger, you stay up later and sleep later. And that just comes with time. But they said that there are 4 things that happen to your brain, if you get less than 6 hours of sleep. You get distracted more easily. You're more anxious. You have a shorter fuse and you take bigger risks.
Yeah, I can see the shorter fuse. It happens to me all the time.
You know, you just the smaller, and it's usually like she said, the smaller things that irritate you rather than the big stuff. It's just little stuff. The breathing in and out, stuff like that. But here's some things you can do if you're to sort of power through. They say you need to get some sun, take breaks and stretch and move around a little bit if you can. Drink coffee, but don't drink too much coffee. I don't know how many cups of coffee you end up drinking a day. I did a whole coffee experiment. Now I just don't hardly ever drink it anymore.
I listened to this podcast. It's the Tim Ferriss Show. He's a super interesting dude, but he had this guy on there who talks about different things about how, I don't want to say chemicals, it's not the right word, but how things interact with your body and that most people do not use caffeine correctly. If you drink a cup of coffee or 2 cups of coffee every single day, your body just adapts to that.
Yeah.
You should be changing it up, the type of coffee you're drinking, when you're drinking it. You should switch to green tea that also has caffeine in it. Black tea has caffeine in it as well. People just think, oh, I'm going to drink these 2 cups and it makes a world of difference.
My body doesn't react to caffeine the way a lot of, I don't get that real juiced up feeling when I drink coffee.
Well, you drink those taurine things. It's like the packet that you mix with water that you bring in.
Yeah.
When I drank one, I was like, oh my God, I want to like go run a 5K. You drink it and chill here, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't affect me that way. I saw a study here a while back when I was doing my whole coffee experiment. I tried coffee for a year and I found out that it was just became a habit to me. I was like, okay, I get up in the morning, I get my coffee, I do this, I drink my coffee, oh, I got to have coffee. But it never really made any difference in how much energy that I had, or I didn't really get this high off of drinking the coffee.
There's also something comforting, I feel like, about waking up and drinking like a hot coffee that tastes good.
That's right.
I think, too, if you get up in the morning and you do more activities instead of you get up, go to work, and you sit for 8 hours, you're probably going to be groggy all day. But if you get up, move, do things like that. Like if somebody walked in and punched me in the face every day here.
We can arrange that.
Yeah, that
it would probably wake me up more.
All right, it's a new contest at 93.1wolfcountry.com.
Get the rules up.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's a new day for you, pal. Also, they recommend if you can, take about a 20-minute nap, which is just enough to make a difference without feeling groggy when you wake up.
Also, multiple fitness people will tell you instead of taking pre-workout, if you drink a cup of coffee and take a 20-minute nap, it takes caffeine about 20 to 30 minutes to affect your body. that you drink coffee, take a nap. When you wake up more naturally because the caffeine starts to kick in and then you feel better.
Yeah, and regular exercise really does give you that so much more energy when you exercise. If you know, so many people just go, I can't do it. Well, there's always a way to do it.
Yeah.
You just got to figure out a way to wedge it into that schedule. You know, it's tough. I know.
No.
Still a no from you. I know. All right, 8:30 now at the Wolf. Dan and Shay.
I can still shut down the park.
Hi, I was just going to tell you about how much I sleep.
Yes, how many hours a night do you sleep?
About 9.5.
Ooh,
wow.
9.5. Now, are you married? Do you have kids?
No, I'm single. I have a puppy.
Okay. All right. So you get to do what you want to do when you want to do it. So what time do you go to bed?
Around 8, between 8 and 8:30, and I wake up between 5 and 5:30.
Do you find that if you don't get that much sleep that you're really off the next day?
Oh, yeah, because I'm a teacher, and I teach half regular ed and half special ed. And my students can tell, and I can tell.
All right. Well, at least you know you need that sleep, and you're getting it. Plus, the key is you're able to do it. If you were married and had kids and had to be on their schedule, we just talked to a lady who goes, she's got 3 kids. She's a single mother. It's impossible to get the right amount of sleep.
And out of curiosity, how old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.